Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast, Wilaya Egypt. Press release. Egypt between two crossings. When Rafah is closed and Taba is opened at full capacity. In moments of major transformations, the realities of regimes are revealed and positions appear that media propaganda cannot conceal. The recent days, in light of the war of America and the Jewish entity against Iran, have exposed a highly telling sense that reflects the nature of the policy by which Egypt is governed, its position and the dominance of America and the Jewish entity in the region. While Gaza has become constricted for its people under bombardment, siege, and starvation, the Rafah crossing remained closed to the people of Gaza to face their fate. While the gates of the Taba crossing were open to thousands of Jews who flowed into Sinai fleeing the war. This scene alone is enough to raise the big question. What kind of policy is this that makes the doors of Egypt open to those who usurp the land of the Muslims and kill their children, while they are closed in the faces of our brothers and sisters whom we are obliged to support and protect, and indeed to liberate their land? During the past days, the Taba crossing has become a route for the passage of thousands of Jews and foreigners from occupied Palestine to Sinai, where they head to Sharm el-Sheikh Airport, and then depart to Europe or elsewhere, fleeing the war and the closure of the airspace in the Jewish entity. While lines were forming in the road leading to the crossing, and these people were allowed to pass, the people of Gaza, only dozens of kilometers away, were living under a suffocating siege and were denied even the most basic necessities of life. This image is a natural reflection of a political reality that took shape before the signing of the Camp David Accords, which removed Egypt from the question of conflict with the Jewish entity and tied its political and security decision to America's policy in the region. Since then, Egypt's eastern frontiers have been transformed from a front of confrontation with the occupation into a wall that besieges Gaza and prevents from it the means of life. This reality had in fact already taken shape since the military loyal to America assumed power in Egypt after the July 1952 revolution and established America's influence in place of Britain's influence in Egypt. Whoever looks at Rafah crossing realizes the scale of the tragedy. Gaza, which is inhabited by more than 2 million people, has been living under a suffocating siege for many long years. Its people depend on humanitarian aid that enters in limited quantities, while they are prevented from freedom of movement, treatment, and travel. The border has turned into a tool of pressure on the people of Gaza instead of being a path of relief and support. In contrast, when Jews needed a safe exit, they found the road open to them through Sinai, as if this land upon which the blood of the people of Egypt and its soldiers was shed in long wars has become merely a safe passage for those who usurp their land and kill their children. This blatant contradiction cannot be understood except within the framework of the policy that has governed the region for decades, where regimes linked to the West form the real Iron Dome that works to protect the Jewish entity and guarantee its security and stability. Even if the price is the blood of the people of Egypt and the siege of the Muslims in Gaza and leaving them to face death alone. Therefore, the issue is not merely a crossing that is opened or closed, but rather it is an issue of political loyalty that determines the direction of the compass. Will it be with the Ummah and its causes, or will it be in the service of Western projects that project the usurping entity and prevent the Ummah from restoring its strength and authority and liberating its land? The Egypt regime does not view Palestine as a usurped land that it must liberate. Rather, it deals with it as a security file that is managed according to international and regional understandings. From here, the siege becomes a political tool, and the crossing becomes a means of pressure instead of being a path to support. What is happening today reveals the extent of the decline that regimes ruling the land of the Muslims have reached. When the borders drawn by colonialism have become lines separating Muslims and preventing some of them from supporting others, while they remain open before their enemies. O people of Al-Kinana, Islam did not make the bond of national borders the one that determines the positions of Muslims. Rather, it made the bond of creed the bond that unites them. The Muslim is the brother of the Muslim. His blood is his blood, his land is his land, and his cause is his cause. Therefore, the siege of Gaza is not only the issue of the people of Palestine. Rather, it is the issue of an entire ummah, touching its dignity and testing the sincerity of its loyalty to its region and aqidah. O soldiers of Al-Kinana, the Ummah today does not need speeches or slogans, but it needs men who realize that their strength is a trust upon their necks and that they will be questioned about this trust on the day they stand before Allah. So be as Allah wanted you to be, soldiers for Islam, protectors of the Ummah, and a sword that cuts oppression and restores to the Ummah its honor under Islam and its state, the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood.
وما لكم لا تقاتلون في سبيل الله والمستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان الذين يقولون ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا.
And what is the matter with you that you fight not in the cause of Allah and for the oppressed among men, women and children who say, Our Lord, take us out of this city of oppressive people and appoint for us from yourself a protector and appoint for us from yourself a helper. An-Nisa 75, Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Egypt.